弟兄姊妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
总是好像很久没看见弟兄姊妹了。
I feel that I haven't seen you for a while.
我们来一同读几处圣经。
We want to read a few passages together.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
八节到十六节
Verses 8-16
弟兄姊妹找到没有
Have you found it?
找到了我们一起来读
If you do, let's read it together
八节到十六节
Hebrews 11 verses 8-16
来我们一起来读亚伯拉罕
因
着信梦兆的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去他因着信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷与那同梦一个应许的以撒雅各一样因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育龄的岁数还能
He considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore.
These people
Verse 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. They then admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. So
this kind of person means that they want to find a hometown. They want to find a hometown. They want to find a hometown. They want to find a hometown.他们就羡慕一个更美的家乡就是在天上的所以神称为他们的神并不以为耻因为他已经给他们预备了
一座城那
个中文在天上的应该翻作属天的
and heavenly country a country of heaven
创世纪二十五章
Genesis 25
二十一节到三十四节
Verses 21-34
来我们去读二十一节二十一节到三十四节
到三十四节 34Let's read it together. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because he was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebecca became pregnant.
孩子们在他腹中彼此相争。他就说，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？他就去求问耶和华。耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的，生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子，先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣。他们就给他起名叫以扫随后又生了以扫的兄弟手抓着以扫的脚跟因此给他起名叫雅各、啊、这个雅各中小字他的意思就是抓的意思
Therefore Jacob means he grasped the heel means he grasped that's the meaning of his name
中文翻译雅各因为 Jacob 的意思就是抓
The name Jacob means grasp.
28章
And verse, I'm sorry, chapter 28.
十节到二十二节
Verses 10-22.
雅各出了比士巴 向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，到了一个地方，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were standing on it. There above stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All people on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep,
耶和华真在这里，我还不知道。就句话说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所正的石头一座柱子浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利。那地方起先名叫卢斯。雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，给我又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头，也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一。好，旧约里面所有的殿，这里所有的殿子。
All the words temples in the Old Testament
都应该翻作神的家
should be translated as the house of God.
殿和家原来就是一个字
The word temple and the word house should be the same word.
但在这二十八章里面的殿应该是家
And here the word here, temple here should be the word house.
神的家
And this is the house of God and the gate of heaven.
我们再读三十二章
And let's read on chapter 32.
二十二到三十二节
Verses 22to 32. Genesis chapter 32, verse 22 to 32.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，渡过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：“天黎明了，你容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人交力，都得了胜。”雅各问他说：“告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫皮努伊勒，意思说：“我面对面见了神。”我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出的时候，雅各经过皮努伊勒，大腿就瘸了。故此以色列不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。好，下面我们读的不多了，四十七章。
And there's only a few passages left. Chapter 47.
一节到第二节
Verses 1 and 2
四十七章一到二节 于是进去告诉法老说，我父亲和我的弟兄带着羊群牛群并一切所有的从迦南地来了，如今在歌塞地。好，于是从他他的好，27节到31节。
Verses 27 to 31 of the same chapter.
以色列住在埃及的歌塞地，他们在那里治疗产业，并且生育甚多。雅各在埃及第17年，雅各平生的年日是147岁，以色列的时期临近了。他就叫儿子约瑟来说，我若
And said to him, If I found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and kindness then, you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried.
于是以色列在床头上敬拜神。最后读49章
Verse 40, chapter 49
31到32节
Verses 31 and 32 This is the last passage.
好，我们这个不读了。
Okay, we won't read this passage.
希伯来书是一章是非常伟大的一书圣经。
And Hebrew 11 is a great passage.
亚伯拉罕梦兆的时候
，When Abraham was called by God，
他看见了一个异象。
He saw a vision.
看见一座有根基的城。
He saw a city with foundations.
我们看见亚伯拉罕梦兆。
We all know how he was called.
在旧约记载里面，从乌尔地一直到这个迦南地。
And we saw how he was called out of the war and entered into the land of Canaan.
乌尔地在今天的伊拉克。
And that's in the land of Iraq today.
以色列地就今天的以色列。
And Israel is where Israel is right now.
现在这个路实在是不远。
It really is not a long distance in between.
那其实到了以色列应许之地也没有什么太好。
And he went to the promised land. It wasn't a great deal anyway.
不过从地球的这个地方搬到那个地方就是了。
You just relocate from one place on earth to the other place.
那希伯来书加上一处。
But in Hebrew it says.
从属灵一方面来看亚伯拉罕梦兆
that open our eyes to see the spiritual significance of the calling Abraham received.
当他梦兆的时候
when Abraham was called,
看见一个大的异象
he saw a great vision.
那不是在地球上的
and it's not a vision concerning the earth.
他看见了一座有根基的城
instead, he saw a city with foundations.
这座城神所经营所建造的
and that God is the builder and architect of that city.
这座城不是真的将来一座城出现
It's not a physical city on earth
那就没有太大意义
Because that's meaningless
这座城就是神所经营所建造的
Yet the city he saw was built and architected by God
今天神正在工作那座城
And God is still working on that city right now
这座城是什么呢
And what is this city
这座城没有天堂的思想
And there's no thought concerning heaven
这座城说神在他儿女身上的工作
But instead it's the work of God on us children
弟兄姊妹都知不知道主在我们身上有一点工作
Do you all realize that God is working on us
这神儿女身上的工作
And the work on his own children
当主来的时候
When Jesus returns
所有工作都完成了
All the work will be completed
而这工作出现的时候
And when all the completion of God's work show up
就是那座有根基的城
That is the city with foundation
根基城是什么呢
So what is the city with foundations?
就是神的儿女的命运将来最荣耀的出现
And that is the appearing of all the faith accumulated by children of God.
所以今天主在我们上工作都很小对不对
Today you may regard God's work on you as very small.
我们一生也没有这么大什么多少大事情
And looking back there weren't any a lot of significant events in my life.
主的工作就在我们的日常的生活里
Yeah, that's God's work on little things in our daily life.
有根基的 城。
This is a city with foundations.
今天就在我们身上建造的。
And it's built upon each one of us.
就在我们日常的生活里面建造的。
In our daily routines, daily life.
就在我们的最小的事上建造的。
It's built on the smallest thing in our daily life.
所以盼望今天早晨神的儿女看见一件事情啊。
So I hope you can see one thing this morning.
我们不要忽略我们生活中的小事。
Do not neglect the little things in our daily life.
我记得我上次在这里讲了。
I remember last time when I shared here.
谁藐视这小事的日子？
Who can despise the days of small things?
今天在我们身上每一件小事。
Every small things today in our daily life.
都要成就大事。
Will be accumulated to become something great.
要成就永远的事。
Will achieve something that has eternal value.
保罗他说我们今天这个自战自清的苦处。
Therefore, Paul says the things that suffering today is light and temporal.
要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Yet will achieve for us something great, eternal and glorious.
那就有根基的城。
And that is the city with foundations.
就是今天在我们日常小事里面经营建造的。
And it is built on small things in our daily lives.
所以今天我们回去之后，我们都要注意小事，好不好？
Therefore, pay attention to small things in your life.
每件日常生活小事。
Every small thing.
从现在开始我们不忽略了。
Let's do not ignore it.
都是神的工作啊。
Because that is the work of God.
神在我这个小的人身上做大的工作啊。
God is doing something great on a small person like me.
在我日常的生活里面。
In my daily life.
要建造那座荣耀的城啊。
God is building up a glorious city.
有点神的工作完成了。
And one day when God's work is done.
这个荣耀的城出现了。
This glorious city will appear.
那就是亚伯拉罕所看见的异象。
And that was the vision Abraham saw.
这个异象不仅为着亚伯拉罕的。
And that vision is not just for Abraham.
为着所有神的儿女的。
But it's for all the children of God.
所以希伯来十一章是我们必须明白的圣经。
So Hebrew 11 is a passage we really need to understand.
他蒙召的时候。
When he was called.
还不知道往哪里去。
He had no idea where he was going.
神给他看见说荣耀的城。
But God showed to him a glorious city.
他不从地上去个迦南美地。
He wasn't going to a land physically on earth.
他要向着那个荣耀的城而去。
But he was heading toward a glorious city.
神正在亚伯拉罕身上工作。
And God was working on Abraham.
叫他成为那座城的一部分。
So he could become a part of that glorious city.
所以在我们身上工作。
In the same way, God is working on us.
叫我们每一个人都成为那个城的一部分。
So that we can all become a part of that city of God.
所以亚伯拉罕是个榜样。
Abraham was just an example before us.
给我们做榜样。
An example for us.
今天神也在我们小事上工作。
And God is also working on us on small things.
建造那座有根基的城。
To build up that city with foundation.
就是神所经营所建造的。
Of which God is the builder and architect.
这些人都是存着信心死的。
So all these people who saw the vision die in faith.
这么长的时间到我们今天了。
And the time has lasted so long that has come to our time.
一代一代的圣徒都过去了。
Generation after generations, many saints who saw the vision have passed away.
他们都已经睡了。
They are now sleeping in the Lord.
但是他们都看见那个荣耀的盼望。
But they all saw that glorious hope.
远处望见。
They saw it in the distance.
欢喜迎接。
And they welcomed it.
我们望见了没有？
Do we see the city?
我们望见了没有？
Do we see what God's doing?
我们一生的终点是什么？
Where is the end of our journey on earth?
你们再不回答，你们终点是什么？
Where is our destination?
是不是我们的死？
Is death our destination?
按照人来看嘛，我们一生的终点嘛，当然是我们的死，对不对？
And according to man, of course, we will regard death is the end of our journey.
死是当中的经过。
Death is just a place we pass through.
我们经过死。
We will pass through death.
我们到主那里去了。
But we will go to the Lord.
等候那个荣耀的盼望出来。
You and I are waiting for the appearing of the hope we have.
一代一代的圣徒都死了。
Generation to generation, saints passed away.
最伟大句话。
The greatest saying is,
在信心里死的。
They die in faith.
代代都信心死的,
every generation of saints died in faith.
远远望见,
they all saw that glory in the distance.
欢喜宁静,
and they welcome it.
就承认自己的事长是客旅,
and,
是寄居的,
and by seeing that, they admit that they were nothing but strangers and aliens on earth.
今天要讲雅各,
today, our focus is the man Jacob.
但是雅各可以少讲一点, 这个不能不明白,
and we can talk less about Jacob, but we need to talk more about the significance of us.
因为我们看见那个荣耀的城,
because you and I have seen the glorious city.
我们在信心里死了,
so these people who saw the glory died in faith.
但当我们活着的时候呢,
but when they were alive,
短暂的一生,
the short span of their life,
我们承认这些世上是客旅, 是寄居,
they all admit that they were strangers, aliens on earth.
那句很大的名字,
and that is a great saying.
什么叫客旅呢?
What does it mean by strangers?
客旅, 我常把它翻作朝圣者,
actually it means pilgrims.
我向着一个地方去,
and it means I have a destination.
我要去朝见大君王,
and I'm a pilgrim, I'm on my way to worship the king.
这个路走那条路的算不了什么了,
therefore the journey was nothing.
我走路有目的的,
but the destination is important.
我走路我就去朝见个大君王,
I took the journey for the purpose to see the great king.
所以路上所遇见的事和我没什么关系,
therefore whatever occurred on this way is not important.
路上有什么经历的都是一个过去,
all the experiences
过渡,
were just the part of the process.
我要去朝见大君王,
yet the important thing is that I am going to see the great king.
这是客旅,
and this is the meaning of a pilgrim.
什么叫寄居呢?
What does alien mean?
我是个外国人,
means I'm a foreigner.
现在住不在这个地方,
for example, we are foreigners dwelling on this land.
一切对我都是暂时的,
everything is nothing but temporal to me.
我不在乎我住的地方,
I don't really care too much about where I stay.
我也不在乎我过的生活,
and the kind of life I have on
我是个外国人,
because I'm a foreigner here.
我知道我的国家在哪里,
and I know to which country I belong.
我的生命也不属于这个地方,
and my life is not of this world.
我在这个地方要活出我自己国家的生活来,
when I live on this land, I manifest the lifestyle of my, where I belong.
这个叫做寄居,
and that's the meaning of a foreigner or alien.
要不然说有看见我所有历代的圣徒,
Abraham as well as all the saints who saw the vision,
远处望见欢喜宁静,
they saw and they welcomed in the distance with glad heart.
他们就有两个身份,
and they know they have two positions.
承认在世上是客旅,
first, they admit that they were strangers and travelers.
我们要去朝见我们的大君王,
they are on their way to see the great king.
在这个世界过渡就是了,
we are just passing through in this world.
今天我们这些圣徒活在美国,
so we Christians living in the United States,
有的人活在中国,
some live in China,
有的人活在非洲,
some live in Africa,
都没有关系,
it doesn't matter where we are.
我们在这里都是个过路的人,
we are all just passing through.
我们共有一个最大的共同的目标,
and we all have this one great common goal.
我们要去朝见主,
that is, we are going to see our Lord,
见我们的大君王,
to see our great king.
我们在美国也不过是客旅,
and we are nothing but strangers here in this country.
我在非洲也是客旅,
if I go to Africa, I'm also just a traveler.
无论在什么地方我都是客旅,
and no matter where I go, I'm just an alien, a foreigner, a traveler.
而我是寄居的,
I am an alien,
我是天国的人,
because I belong to the heavenly country.
今天活在这个地上的国家里面,
I live on an earthly country.
我不要活出美国来,
and I don't have to show forth how America is about.
我要活出天国来,
instead, I need to show forth how heaven is about.
我要在美国活出主来,
I need to show forth how the Lord is about.
我是天上的公民,
because I am a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
我们在美国,我们这个美国人一样,我们就完了。
If we are just like Americans, then we don't have much hope for.
我想说世界最大的神迹是什么?
You know, what is the greatest miracle in the entire world?
神迹不是医病赶鬼,
it's not healing. Healing is not cast out demons.
第一件最大的一个神迹是我们能信主,
the greatest miracle is that you and I actually can believe in the Lord.
没有人见过主吧?
Has anyone seen the Lord with their physical eyes?
你们怎么信主的呀?
How did you believe the Lord?
全世界有这么那么多的人信主啊。
And there are so many Christians in the world.
这是最大的神迹。
And that is indeed the greatest miracle.
圣灵开了我的眼睛。
It's all because the Holy Spirit opened our eyes.
我们信的这么厉害了。
So that we can believe and believe so much into it.
我们信的是为了为主撇下一切。
And we believe him so much that we're willing to set aside everything for him.
很多人把他们的生命都舍了。
And some people even are willing to give their life for the Lord.
做殉道者。
To be a martyr.
这个信多厉害啊。
And what a great faith that is.
最大的神迹。
And that is the greatest miracle.
第二大的神迹。
And the second greatest miracle.
我们能爱耶稣。
Is that how can we love Jesus?
比都是我们不能爱我们没有看见的。
And you cannot see someone you do not see.
那没有人看。
You cannot love someone you do not see.
那我们没有人看见主啊。
Have you seen Jesus with your eyes before?
肉身的眼睛没有看见。
Not with our fleshly eyes.
里面的眼睛都看见了。
But instead our inner eyes have seen him.
所以我们能爱耶稣。
So that you and I can love Jesus.
能爱到这个样。
And love to this extent.
最大的神迹。
And that is the greatest miracle.
第三个最大的神迹。
And the third greatest miracle.
我们的生命改变了。
Is that our lives have been changed.
信主的人和不信主不一样吧。
And we are not the same as people who do not know the Lord.
你们自己信了主和从前没信主不一样，一样不一样。
Yeah, check yourself. Are you still the same after you believe in the Lord?
好，我们不信，我们那个没信主以前。
Before we believe in the Lord.
每个人的个性脾气都不一样。
We all have different tempers.
亲生的兄弟姐妹都不一样的。
And even your physical brother and sister will not be the same.
信主之后。
After we believe in the Lord.
在我们里面活出来的新生命。
There's a new life that's lived out through us.
所有的人都一样。
And that new life is common among all Christians.
所以我们在美国有白人有黑人有黄人、啊、
In this country you have people of different color, right?
太不一样了
And we are so different
个性习惯都不一样
And we have different culture, different habits, different personality
碰到主内的弟兄姊妹、啊、
But when you see someone in the Lord
我们发现有一个点绝对一样
And you will find one commonality
主在我们身上活出来。
That is when Jesus is lived out through us.
白人、黑人、华人都一样。
Doesn't matter what color you are, we all are the same.
我们中国人太麻烦了。
And the Chinese are harder.
从华北到华南都不一样了。
You know, China is so big, and people in the north and the south are so different.
所以我到中国去最好了。
So when I went to China,
我只访问教会。
I only visit God's people.
一访问教会。
So when I visit church,
南北弟兄姊妹都一样。
Doesn't matter the north or south, we all are the same.
这是最大的神迹。
And that is the third greatest miracle.
主是复活的主。
Because he is the resurrected Lord.
从我们身上活出来。
And he's able to live out through us.
活出一样的生命。
And show forth the same kind of life.
从亚伯拉罕到我们都一样。
And from Abraham on to us, we are all the same.
我们都看见了那座有根基的城。
We all have seen a city with foundations.
神正在我们身上经营建造。
And of which God is the architect and builder.
那么今天以后我们都欢喜看见了啊。
And now, so we understand and we should all see that city from now on.
远处望见。
We see that city in the distance.
欢喜迎接。
We welcome it.
我们在地上是客旅。
And knowing that we are pilgrims.
我们是寄居。
We are aliens.
我们要不是在地上找个家乡。
And we are not here to look for a country.
主为我们预备更美的家乡。
Because we know the Lord has prepared for us a better country.
一个属天的家乡。
A heavenly country.
今天神正在我们身上工作。
And God is working on us right now.
我们要保护我们身上最小的事啊。
So we need to cherish even the smallest thing that God is working on.
我们回去日常生活都不一样了。
And if we know that, then we will live differently.
我们在每一天所遇见的小事里面
And on all the small things we encounter every day
都看见主自己在哪里
We will see the hand of the Lord on us
尊贵的主
That honorable Lord
他竟然在我们最卑微的日常小事上了
Who is willing to even pay attention to smallest thing on insignificant people like us To achieve something that is the greatest
神正在经营建造那座城
And God is the author and God is the builder and architect of that city
今天我们讲雅各
And this morning we should talk about this person.
雅各是个榜样。
He is also an example.
在圣经里面。
In the Bible.
旧约里面两个人属灵生命最好。
And there are two characters that had the best spiritual life.
一个是雅各，一个是大卫。
One is Jacob, one is David.
这两个是何等不同的人啊。
And they were totally two different characters.
雅各出身卑微。
Jacob was born out of a very humble place.
大卫出身尊贵。
And David was born in a noble family.
雅各是个个性很不好的人。
Jacob had a very ugly, evil character.
而大卫是个性非常好的人。
But David was a man of good character.
雅各到最后还是个卑微的人。
And Jacob, at the end, he was also very insignificant.
大卫意思的一句话叫大卫之前没有大卫，大卫之后没有大卫。
And there's a famous saying about David that there is no one before him like him, neither anyone before after him.
成了以色列中间独一无二的人。
He was very unique.
但这两个人何德不同。
These two characters are so different.
几乎都一样。
However, they share the same kind of
result. 成为旧约圣经最像神的人。
And they are they became the character that like God the most.
最属灵的人。
Most spiritual people.
雅各这样的人有盼望。
So if someone like Jacob can have that kind of hope,
我们每一个人都有盼望。
Then we all have hope.
雅各这样的人成为最属灵的人。
If someone like Jacob can become a spiritual, most spiritual person,
我们这些人都能成为最属灵的人。
Then you and I have hope to become a most spiritual person.
雅各这个人
，Jacob，
很聪明
，was extremely smart，
很诡诈
，and very wicked too。
他是个极端自私的人。
He's extremely selfish。
他一生要抓所有对于自己有利益的事。
And he always tried to grasp anything that's to his advantage。
他只知道自己，从来不知道别人的。
He only knew about himself, nobody else。
好像雅各的更靠近我们的。
And I feel I can really relate to his character。
好像比我们还坏一点。
I think he's more wicked than we are。
雅各做榜样。
Yeah, Jacob is an example God put before us.
他在家里面。
When he was at home,
用欺骗的手段骗了父亲的祝福。
He cheated away to receive the blessing of the firstborn.
又欺骗了他的哥哥以扫的长子的名分。
And he cheated his brother to get his name.
他的哥哥气得要杀他呀。
So his brother Esau wanted to kill him.
他在家里就站不住脚了。
So he could no longer stay at home.
他只能往外走。
He could only flee.
主的手掌管着他的脚步。
And God's hand controlled his whereabouts.
他连走到巴旦亚兰的旷野。
He went to the wilderness Enon.
他不知道要往哪里去。
And he was lost. He didn't know where to turn.
他的心情很痛苦。
He was in such agony.
也很彷徨。
And he was very confused.
不知道怎么办了才好。
He didn't know what to do next.
离开家了。
He left his home behind.
他没有家。
Now he had no home.
他也只晓得逃避哥哥。
And he tried to avoid the face of his brother Esau.
他不知道要往哪里去。
He had no idea where to turn.
连走到旷野地。
And so he went to the wilderness.
到旷野地更加彷徨了。
And he was even with less idea what to do next.
无论怎么痛苦彷徨嘛，睡觉还要睡了。
But no matter how lost you are, a man needs to sleep.
他就在旷野捡一块石头当作枕头。
So he found a stone and laid it down as his pillar.
我真的不明白那个雅各啊。
And I really admired him.
我是雅各。
If I were Jacob,
我宁可没有枕头睡觉，也不要拿块石头做枕头。
I'd rather sleep on the ground than get a stone as my pillow.
这石头做枕头睡得多不舒服啊。
How can you sleep on the stone?
所以主的手在他身上。
But the Lord's hand was on him.
他就学会石头当作枕头。
So he picked a stone as his pillow.
圣经的思想从头到尾都一致的。
You know, the thought in the Bible is consistent throughout.
石头在圣经预表复活。
And the meaning of a stone in the Bible is always means resurrection.
除了用石头打死他，那个石头没什么意义之外。
Other than in the instance a stone hurt to death, that stone has no meaning.
石头从开始到末了都预表复活。
Otherwise, every time when stone is mentioned,It means resurrection.
在二十八章也预表复活。
In the same way, in chapter 28 here in Genesis.
那天雅各看见个大的启示。
So Jacob saw a great revelation that day.
看见神的家的启示。
He saw the revelation concerning the house of God.
神的家多重要啊！
How important that is.
我们神的儿女一信主嘛，就进入神的家了，对不
对？ We children of God, once we believe in the Lord, we enter into the house of God.
我们一生活在神的家里面。
And we live in the house of God all our lives.
我们的家可能有变动。
And our own home can be changed from time to time.
神的家永远不变动的。
But the house of God will never change.
我们离开这个世界，我们还要进到神的家。
When we depart from this world, we will enter into the house of God.
神的家多重要啊！
It is so important.
保罗说我们得救了。
Paul says that we are saved.
与圣徒同国。
And we're in the same nation with all saints.
是神家里的人了。
We become the people of God's house.
你们是不是家里的人？
Are you the people of God's house?
这是圣经对神的家第一个启示。
And that's the first revelation about the house of God in the Bible.
雅各看见第一次神的家的启示。
And that's the first time that Jacob saw the revelation of God's house.
枕着石头睡觉。
And he lay his head on the stone.
石头预表复活。
And stone means resurrection.
从复活生命产生神的家。
Therefore, it means from the resurrected life,the house of God is born.
而他枕着块石头睡觉。
So he lay his head on the stone that night.
他做了个异梦。
He had a dream.
这是太大的一个梦了。
And that is very important dream.
他看这个梯子从地上一直通到天上。
He saw a staircase that resting on earth and reaching to heaven.
从神的使者上去下来在梯子上。
And he saw the angels of the Lord ascending and descending.
梯子顶头上，神站在梯子顶头上。
And God was standing at the top of the stairway.
向雅各显现。
God appeared to Jacob.
我是你祖父住的神。
I am the God of your forefathers.
亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
I am the God of Abraham and Isaac.
我要把你所躺卧之地赐给你。
And I will give you this land on which you lay.
你要向东西南北开展。
So look around, east, west, north, south.
神说了句大话。
And God said something great.
万族都要因你的后裔得福。
And all nations will be blessed by your offspring.
我们知道耶稣基督从雅各出来的。
We all know Jesus was born out of his, Jacob.
那天神显现了。
That day when God appeared to him.
万族要因你的后裔得福。
He said, all nations will be blessed because of your offspring.
你无论去哪里，我都与你同在。
And I'll be with you wherever you go.
我要保守你。
And I'll watch over you.
而且领你回到这个地方。
And I will bring you back to this land.
一定要把雅各带回到神的家来。
God promised to bring Jacob back to his house.
他做了那个异梦。
So he had that dream.
他醒过来了。
He woke up.
耶和华正在这里，我竟然不知道。
He said, I didn't know God was indeed here.
这地方何等可畏啊。
And what an awesome place this is.
这是神的家。
And this is no other place but the house of God.
也是天的门。
And the gate of heaven.
那么他这个异梦中看见天梯。
So in his dream, he saw that heavenly ladder.
天梯是什么呢？
The heavenly staircase. What is that?
天梯指什么说的呢？
What's the meaning of that staircase?
到了约翰福音，主耶稣自己解释了。
And in the book of John,Jesus interpreted what that means.
那天主耶稣的门徒腓力啊。
And Jesus' follower Philip.
遇见了主。
Encountered the Lord.
去找拿单叶。
So he went to get Nathaniel.
对拿单叶传福音了。
So he shared the good news with Nathaniel.
摩西律法上所记的。
He said the one that's recorded in the law of Moses.
先知书上所说的那一位我们遇见了。
The one spoken by all prophets, we just met him.
就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And the son of Joseph the Nazarene.
那天他这个福音嘛传的不完全。
And he really didn't do a complete job in his gospel sharing.
因为旧约里面弥赛亚是生在伯利恒，不是生在拿撒勒。
Because according to the Old Testament, the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, not Nazareth.
事实主耶稣也是伯利恒人，不是拿撒勒人。
Indeed, Jesus was born of Bethlehem.
大概拿单叶的圣经比腓力要好一点。
Apparently, Nathaniel knew Bible better than Philip.
所以拿单叶说。拿撒勒还能出什么好的吧
？So his reply was, any good can come out of Nazareth.
传福音传错了，被人家一顶门没话讲了。
So Philip actually had a mistake in his message.
他讲一句好话。
But he said something great.
我讲的话不完全的。
He said, you know, I may not be eloquent enough.
有一件事啊。
But there's one thing.
我带你去看。
I can do this. Let me take you to him.
这是我们最重要的一个态度。
So that's our attitude.
带你来遇见主啊
！Bring people to meet with the Lord。
我们讲的永远不完全的。
Because our eloquence is always limited。
But
we can bring people to the Lord when they meet the Lord, it's all complete.
我带你来看。
Let me take you to him, he said.
拿单也去看见主了。
So Nathaniel was taken by Philip to see the Lord.
主看见拿单也。
When Jesus saw Nathaniel,
这是个真以色列人，心里没有诡诈的。
He said, this is a true Israelite, there's no weakness in his heart.
拿单也在那里脾气可能不大好。
And Nathaniel may not be a man of good temper.
讲话直来直去讲话的。
He was very blunt.
他对主也直着讲了。
So he also replied bluntly.
你怎么知道我？
He said, how do you know me?
主说到这个真以色列人心里没有诡诈的。
Because Jesus said to him, you are a true Israelite, there is no wickedness in your heart.
拿单也都不接受这句好话了。
Nathaniel didn't like that comment.
你第一次看见我，怎么就知道我心里没诡诈？
You only saw me by the first time, from where you know about me?
主说非利还没有来招呼你。
He said, before Philip went to you,
你在无花果树底下，我已经看见你了。
While you were standing under the fig tree, I already saw you.
拿单也伏下来说，你是神的儿子。
And Nathaniel bowed and says, indeed, you are the son of God.
你是以色列的王。
You are the king of Israel.
但我们有问题，为什么主讲这句话，拿单也马说你是神的儿子？
Don't you have a question? When Jesus said that,And Nathaniel's reaction was like, you are the son of God.
你是我的君王啊。
You are my king. Don't you wonder why?
若是一回答是主开了他眼睛，那当然是最好的答案了。
Of course, you can say Jesus opened his inner eyes.
所有认识主们都得主开眼睛了。
You and I who know the Lord are because we are, our inner eyes have been opened.
但真理上还有很大的讲究的。
But you know there is something important about the truth in this passage.
那时候以色列亡过好多年了。
You have to know Israelite has lost their country for many years.
无花果是以色列王权的一个记号。
And fig tree is the symbol of Israel.
直到今天他们还是以无花果做王权记号。
And Fig is the symbol of their kingship even till today.
以色列亡过好多年了。
And Israel has lost, the country has been gone forever.
很多爱国家的人。
You know, many people love their own country.
都思念以色列的王权了。
And Israelites who miss their country, they miss their kingship.
所以那天拿单也站在无花果树底下。
So for Nathaniel to stand under the fig tree,
他正在思念以色列的王权。
It means that he was missing his own country.
所以主一句话把他心里的事情讲出来了。
So when Jesus pointed out his condition, revealed his true thought.
非利还没有招呼你。
He said, before Philip went to you,
你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
I already saw you when you stood under the fig tree.
所以拿单也说我，你是神的儿子。
Therefore Nathaniel said, you are the son of God.
你是以色列的王。
You are the king of Israel.
主说因为我讲这句话你就信吗？
Jesus says, you believe in me just because I said that?
你要看见更大的事。
You shall see greater things than these.
你要看见神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
You shall see the angels of the Lord ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
主耶稣一下把拿单也带回到创世纪二十八章了。
And that is the passage recorded here in Genesis.
解释天体了。
Jesus tried to explain the vision that Jacob saw, the staircase to heaven.
什么是天体？
So what is the staircase?
天和地连接的地方。
And it's the thing that connects heaven to earth.
神和人合一的地方。
Where God can be united with man.
天体就耶稣基督道成肉身的预表。
So the staircase is the symbolic meaning of Jesus Christ who later became a man.
天体也神的家的预表。
And that staircase is the house of God as well.
在这里天和地连接了。
Because this is the place where heaven meets the earth.
在这里神和人合一了。
This is the place where God reconciles with man.
你要看见神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
And you will see the angel of the Lord ascending, descending on the Son of Man.
雅各那天看见大异象了。
And that was the vision Jacob saw.
耶和华真在这里，我竟然不知道。
He said, I didn't even know the Lord was indeed in this place.
这地方何等可畏啊！
And what an awesome place this is.
这是神的家。
This is no other place but the house of God.
也是天的门。
And the gate of heaven.
他就把柱子立起来。
So he raised the stone, make a pillar.
立起来当作见证。
And as a testimony, as a witness,
浇油在上面
and he poured oil on top of the stone.
石头说的复活生命
The stone speaks of the resurrected life.
油代表圣灵。
And the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵和复活生命结合。
And the Holy Spirit and the resurrection are combined.
那就是神的家。
And that's the meaning of God's house.
给他地方起名叫伯特利。
And he changed the name of the place to Bethel.
伯特利就是神的家的意思。
And that means the house of God.
这是神的家第一个启示。
And this is the first revelation of the house of God.
直到今天我们真的活在神的家中了。
And today we are now living in the reality of the house of God.
在这地上只有在教会才是天和地联合了。
And on this earth, you can only find where heaven meets earth in the house of God.
神和人结合了。
You can only find the unity of God and man in the house of God.
我们今天不明聚会，有没有主在这里？
This morning when we were remembering the Lord during the break of bread meeting, you sensed the Lord's presence? Yes.
那就是神的家。
Because this is the house of God.
我们在每一个神的儿女上都看见神。
And you see God on each of his children.
看见神借着我们活活地彰显在地上。
And you see God manifested through us, children of God.
这是神的家的启示。
And that is the revelation of the house of God.
你碰到个地方去啊。
If you go to a place,
从头到尾一点看不见神主的，那就不要去。
And if you go to any church or any gathering place, if you don't see the Lord, don't bother to go there.
外面异闻的教会。
And 异闻
外面完全。
If the church only goes through the motion, has the formality.
昨天晚上一个弟兄在我家里吃饭。
And last night, a Christian brother came to dinner.
他的父亲本来在一个教会里面。
His father went to a particular church.
哦，我说你讲那个教会，我曾经去过。
I said, oh, I knew about that church. I visited before.
哎，这个教会我不敢去第二次。
I said, I won't return to that church.
两个蜡烛把我引到讲台上去了。
But the Lord led me to the to speak there once.
他们只晓得译文呢。
Because they only know about formality.
是不懂得生命的。
They really don't know much about the life of the Lord.
那天讲到真费力啊。
And it was so hard for me to speak that day.
讲出去的话好像在墙壁上弹回来的。
It's like the words go out and bounce to the wall and come back to me.
神的儿女话嘛都没有信主，没有得救的。
And you feel the people down there were all dead. They are not really born again.
那天我要下去了，我讲完要讲完了。
When I was about to finish my sermon,
陪着我的牧师啊。
And the pastor who accompanied there that day.
使弟兄啊，入境问俗啊，要问我们随从我们这里的规矩啊。
He advised me, says, you know, since you're here, you have to follow our rule.
你也走下去走得快啊。
And when you finish talking, when you walk out, speed up.
楼梯，你快快下楼啊。
And go out to the staircase.
你可以不要走远，就站在那里啊。
And don't leave yet, just stand on top of the staircase.
每一个弟兄姊妹下来了。
So when the congregation left the chapel,
你都要给他握个手。
When they pass by you, you shake their
hands. 然后说主祝福你。
And say, may God bless you.
主祝福你。
May God bless you.
我说我一定要这样说吧。
I said, do I have to do that?
对啊，我知道你妹都奇怪，入境问俗了，随从我们的规矩了。
He said, I know you don't do that, but since you're here, please follow our routine.
那么那天有外面来的，认得我弟兄姊妹一起来聚会了。
And among the congregation, that there's someone knew me from other church.
我们下去嘛，当众很多人给我打招呼了哈。
So when they passed by me, they waved at me.
我一站起来和牧师说：“快走，快走。
”And but I was trying to shake hands, but people rushed me out.
吓得我站在哪里
？So I went out and stood on the top of the staircase.
那天我笑得个脸上肌肉都笑累了。
And I smelled too much. I became very stiff on my face.
每一个人都 God bless you.
Imagine that to tell everyone God bless you.
主祝福你。
And may God bless you.
主祝福你。
May God bless you.
我讲的话是虚假呀。
And I feel I was lying.
我也没有祝福的感觉。
I didn't feel much to bless others.
他也没有被祝福的感觉。
And for sure they were not blessed either.
这个叫做异闻的教会。
And to me that is just going through the motion.
这个教会我也不敢再去第二次。
And so I didn't want to return to that church to speak anymore.
感谢主，我们不活在异闻教会里面。
But we thank the Lord that we are not living that kind of
church. 神的家。
We are the house of God.
在这里找到天。
Here people will find heaven.
在这里找到神。
Find God.
天在这里与地相遇。
This is a place where heaven meets the earth.
神在这里与人结合。
Where God meets man.
这就是伯特利。
That is the true meaning of Bethel.
下面雅各的一生啊。
And then you follow the story of Jacob's life.
神管住他一生的环境。
God controlled wherever he went.
神要剥夺以色列。
God was working on him and deprived him of everything.
要制作以色列。
Because he meant to work on him.
要叫败坏的雅各变成荣耀的以色列。
God meant to change the wicked Jacob into the glorious Israel.
这是神在我们身上一生的工作。
And that's the same work He's doing on us.
我们一生，神就在经营建造那座城。
All our life, God is building on us that heavenly city.
对付我们的天然生命。
He deals with our natural life.
增加我们的属灵生命。
He wants to increase our spiritual life.
雅各是个榜样。
Jacob was a great example.
这样败坏人最后向主了。
Such a wicked man, at the end, he was just like the Lord.
他先到他的舅父那里。
So, you all know what happened. He went to his uncle,
Rachel. 他舅父两个女儿，一个叫利亚，一个叫拉结。
And his uncle had two daughters, Leah and Rachel.
说那以后我碰到好些这些弟兄的姊妹们的名字叫做利亚，叫拉结的人很多。
And I met a lot of sisters whose name are Leah.
那么这两个人呢，生计在呢，拉结长得俊美。
Rachel was pretty.
特别说到两个双目清秀，眼睛特别好看。
And her eyes are extremely beautiful.
利亚的眼睛不好看。
Instead, Leah's eyes are not beautiful.
说到双目无神。
It's like I could have hard time focusing.
那大概白多黑少吧。
I think the white part is more than the black part in her eyes.
这是雅各一看这个拉结嘛，被吸引了啊。
So Jacob immediately was drawn to Rachel.
特别爱拉结。
He loved Rachel.
给老板，我为着拉结服侍你十年。
So he told his uncle that I'm willing to work for you for 10 years if you marry her.
那个时候也没有电灯，也没有电灯的。
You know, back then there was no electricity.
到第二天早上一看呢，他旁边的不是拉结，是利亚的。
And after the wedding night, he woke up in the morning, he realized he didn't marry Rachel, he married Leah instead.
当个绊脚石。
So he went to his uncle.
绊脚石也没有用，那个他岳父说，大的没有嫁人，把小的给人，我们这里没有这个规矩。
And the reason his uncle gave to him is, I cannot give you the younger daughter when the older daughter is not married yet.
那么雅各实在爱拉结。
But Jacob loved Rachel so much.
为了我再要拉结，我再服侍你十年。
So he promised his uncle that I will work for you for another 10 years if you marry let me marry Rachel.
那20年时间，这个。那个岳父拉班那个厉害的十次改他公家。
And in those 20 years, his uncle changed his wages 10 times to lower.
雅各厉害，碰到了更厉害的岳父。
So Jacob was wicked, but God let him encounter someone even more wicked.
他有一天，我跟两个妻子商量，我们去逃走了。
So one day he discussed with his wife, says, "Let's flee."
他们逃出来这个地方去嘛，回家。
So they run away from the uncle's house to go back to his own house.
回家嘛，想到他哥哥受不了了。
And he wants to go back to his father's house, but he thought about Esau. He was afraid.
他自己做的坏事嘛，他哥哥要杀他嘛。
He knew his brother was seeking to kill him.
他就想尽办法。
So he come up with all these ideas.
他不喜欢的利亚走第一队。
So he sent us his possession and family with Leah be the first group that go home.
他是爱拉结嘛，拉结走第二队。
So he loved Rachel more, so Rachel was after Leah.
杀第一队嘛，第二队可以逃。
He figured if Saul killed his first group, the second group get a chance to flee.
好多佣人带着礼物。
And he sent forth all the gifts and servants in that group.
一般一般往前走。
And with many groups, they were heading to his father's house.
看见他哥哥以扫，就说这是仆人雅各送给我主以扫的礼物。
So he told them, if you see Esau, tell them this is the gift from your servant Jacob.
一路就软化以扫的心啊。
So he, in the hope that he will soften Esau's heart.
他把人的办法想尽了。
Now he really tried many great ideas a man can come up with.
做最后一件事。
And the last thing he did
要祷告神
was to pray to God.
我们是不是这样？
Is that how we usually work?
自己办法用尽了嘛，只有加上祷告了。
When we are we are exhausting our own ways, we turn to God for help.
他一个人留在那里。
So at the end, he was there.
有一个人来和他摔跤。
He was there by himself. A man came to wrestle with him.
摔跤一整夜。
They wrestled all night long.
好像一直雅各胜了那个人。
And Jacob was overpowering that person.
那个人是代表主耶稣基督。
And that man represented Jesus Christ.
三而一的神只有主有形象的。
And the God of Trinity, only Jesus bears image.
这个经历太重要了。
And that was an important experience for Jacob.
神和人摔跤。
God and man were wrestling.
这是我们基督徒一生的经历啊。
And that's the experience we all have.
我们神的儿女一生啊。
All the days of our lives.
因为两个生命。
We have two lives.
永远不合一的。
They will never work together.
永远不和谐的。
And they will never have harmony between these two lives.
我们跟哪一个？
Which one do we follow?
我们心里想跟神。
We want to follow the life of God.
事实上嘛，老是提提自己的。
But in reality, we always cherish ourselves so much.
事实上，一直是跟随自己的。
In reality, most of the time, we follow our natural life.
一生两个生命在里面摔跤。
So all the days of life, these two lives wrestle.
只有基督徒们懂这个事情。
This is a secret that we children of God understand.
你们父母那弟兄姊妹懂不懂啊？
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel the wrestling within you, their two lives? You guys look to be very spiritual. Do you struggle? And the famous brother Sparks came to Taiwan from England to speak. And the greatest trial he had. That he faced thousands of Christian, Chinese Christians.
在他看见中国人脸都差不多。
To him, all Chinese look alike.
再加上中国人没表情的。
Plus, the Chinese are very conservative. They have no facial expression.
他讲到不知道你们懂不懂啊。
So a lot of he puzzled whether people understood him or not.
他到一个地步只能给我们传福音啊。
And he was so worried that he started preaching gospel to make sure we understand salvation.
你在这个世界上讲到，恐怕我们这里最懂了。
And, but the reality is the Chinese Christian really understand the gospel very well. And I had a similar experience when I went to China. You know, after I get to know you more, I understand. Do you know there are two lives within you wrestling all the time?
经常我们胜的。
A lot of times the natural life, they overpower.
我们永远站在我们自己生命这一面的。
A lot of times we choose to stand by the side of our natural life.
不知不觉就站在我们自己这一面的。
And subconsciously, we choose our own side.
到了天明嘛，神把他的大腿我摸了一把。
When the morning was about to come, and God wrenched the socket of his hip.
雅各的大腿去了。
So he became limped.
这就是我们生命的一个描写。
And that is the description of our life.
我们的生命有那么强。
Because our natural life is so strong.
我们的生命永远占上风的。
We always overpower the spiritual life.
但是我们得救之后。
But after we are saved.
我们还用我们自己生命。
And many times we still choose our own life.
觉得不像从前那样方便。
But you know, when we do that, you don't feel very comfortable.
就使不上力了。
You feel, a lot of times you feel strengthless when you try to choose your own natural life.
用我们自己生命。
When you try to live.
这个瘸腿啊，不走路他不发现。
When you choose your natural life, you sense the limpness.
一站起来走路啊。
And if you sit down, you don't sense that.
他发现一个腿缺了。
When you try to walk, you realize you're limp.
这个腿走路不方便。
And you're limping.
他就拖着他走路了。
You just kind of had to drag one leg.
这就是我们神儿女得救之后的生活啊。
And that's how we should feel after we're saved.
我们还用我们自己生命啊。
We still choose to use our natural life.
不那么方便了。
But it's not as convenient as before.
使不上力了。
Sometimes you feel it's harder to apply.
你觉得不对了。
And you feel wrong about doing that.
不那么妥帖了。
It's not as smooth.
这叫做披奴以勒的经历。
And that is the experience of Peniel.
雅各的腿瘸了。
Jacob became limp.
他为什么瘸腿了？
Why was he limp?
神把他大腿窝摸了一把。
Because God wrenched the socket of his hip.
好像他都胜了。
And hourly, he overpowered. God. But he wasn't able to walk as smoothly as before. Therefore, in reality, God overcame him. Do you understand this? So God gave him a new name. He said, my name, God said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. Jacob is a good name.
英文叫 Jacob 也没不好听啊。
Nothing wrong with the name Jacob.
但 Jacob 的雅各人都是翻译原文的意思啊。
But if you know the meaning of the original, the name.
原文意思不是雅各，不是 Jacob。雅各意思是抓啊。
Jacob actually means grasp.
你的名字叫什么
？So God asked him, "What is your name?"
他讲不像我的名字叫抓。
He said, "Well, my name's Grasp."
一辈子在抓。
All my life I've been grasping.
抓所有为自己有益的事啊。
I grasp everything that's to my benefit.
抓所有自己的利益啊。
I grasp anything that's to my advantage.
我认这个弟兄啊。
I knew of this Christian brother.
前不久我听他过世了。
He passed away not too long ago.
过一百岁了。
He was over 100 years old.
他名叫田雅各。
His name is Jacob Tan.
有人知道名字。我不知道他知不知道雅各的意思。
I don't know if he know the meaning of Jacob.
起名叫雅各。
He called himself Jacob.
雅各的意思叫抓呀。
And which means grasp.
那有没有人起名叫田抓的呀？
And so he likes to grasp
sweetness.
Anybody whose name, go by the name of Jacob here?
你们要不要给自己名字取个抓呀？
And do you like to call yourself a man that likes to grab?
雅各意思就是抓的意思啊。
And that is the meaning of Jacob.
你的名字叫什么？
So God asked him, what is your name?
我的名字叫抓。
So my name is grab.
以后不要再叫抓了。
So God says, no, you are no longer called grab.
你要名字叫以色列。
But you shall be named Israel.
以色列神做君王。
Means God is the king.
我们一生的经历
and that will be the experience of your life.
神触我们的天然生命
when God touched our natural part,
对付我们的天然生命
when God dealt with our natural part,
要主的生命在上面
and instead he converted to God's life.
两个一生的经历这样
and that will be the experience of our life.
他两件大事情
so two great things.
最爱他的儿子约瑟
he loved his son Joseph the most.
他的弟兄们起了嫉妒了
But Joseph's brothers were so envious.
把约瑟卖给埃及人。
So they sold Joseph to Egyptians.
做奴仆。
To be their slave.
来告诉以色列他被狼吃掉了。
And they told the father of Israel that he was killed by wolves.
以色列雅各太痛心了。
So Israel.
结果他的儿子在埃及做宰相了。
Without knowing, Joseph turned out to be the prime minister in Egypt.
有一天派了。军队车马来接以色列。
One day Joseph sent chariots to bring his father and his household
全家去埃及啊。
To Egypt.
当时我在一生都经过没有讲，一生经过多少主的制作。
And I won't have time to go to the details of God's work on Jacob here.
那个时候他有很属灵的人。
But at the end he became a man that's very spiritual.
一个像神的人。
A man who was like God.
一生抓世界的事。
A man who used to grab things of this world.
现在到了埃及了。
Now he went to Egypt.
儿子是宰相。
His son Joseph was the prime minister.
这一切对他都没有关系。
However, all this achievement meant nothing to Jacob.
他儿子带他去看法老。
And his son brought him to see Pharaoh.
那时候埃及是世上头一个强国。
You know, Egypt was the strongest nation at the time.
有点像美国在今天世界上地位啊。
It's just like United States in the world today.
法老是最荣耀的君王。
So Pharaoh was the most glorious king.
现在以色列非常属灵了。
But Israel has become a man.
他儿子是宰相。
So Joseph brought him to Pharaoh.
他去见法老。
When he went to see Pharaoh,
向法老一无所求。
He asked nothing from him.
一见面就伸手祝福他。
Instead, he was able to bless Pharaoh.
位分大的，位分小的祝福，对不对？
Usually, the one that's higher in position blesses the one that's lower.
你在我眼中算不了什么。
Which tells us that in his eyes, Pharaoh was nothing.
你在神面前，人就是个罪人。
In the eyes of God, Pharaoh was still a sinner.
我有福分给你。
Instead, I can bless you.
你没有任何东西可以给我的。
And you have, there's nothing you can offer me.
走的时候又第二次伸手祝福。
And he blessed Pharaoh again before he left him.
法老问他，你在世的日子多少了？
Pharaoh asked him, how many years have you lived on earth?
他回答得真好。
And he replied well.
我在世寄居的日子130岁。
He said, my life on earth as a traveler is about 130 years.
我的日子赶不上我立足在世寄居的日子。
And the days, number of days I have on earth is less than those of my forefathers on earth.
他说了两次寄居。
And twice he mentioned about his position as a pilgrim.
我们从天上来的。
Because we are from heaven.
我们暂时住在这里的。
We just stay on earth temporarily.
我到你的埃及也是一样。
The same way when I come to your country, Egypt.
埃及荣华富贵跟我没有关系。
And all the glory of this country has nothing to do with me.
你发了我没有关系。
And you, Pharaoh, has nothing to do with me.
我暂时住在这里。
I just stay here temporarily.
我还要回到天上去的。
And I am going back home in heaven.
我还要回到主那里去的。
And I will return home to the Lord.
再次寄居。
I am just a pilgrim on earth.
以色列真是成了以色列了。
So Israel indeed has turned into the meaning of Israel.
他在埃及。
When he was in Egypt,
实在什么, 他也不住在埃及,
he didn't really stay in the land of Egypt.
另外住个地方,
and Joseph placed them in another city,
叫哥塞地,
called Goshen.
在埃及不属埃及,
which tells us he was in Egypt, but he's not of Egypt.
他仍旧过属天生活,
he still lived in a heavenly condition.
他仍旧侍奉神,
he still served God.
主耶稣讲的话就是这样,
and that's what Jesus meant.
我们在世界不属世界,
we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们在美国不属美国,
so we are in the United States, but we are not of the United States.
我们属于天国,
we belong to the heavenly kingdom. We are the children of God. Therefore, when we live in the States, we show forth the condition of the heavenly kingdom. When we live in Los Angeles, we need to show forth the life of Jesus Christ. And that is the vision that Jacob brought to us. So he lived in the land of Goshen
临终的时候,
before he died. And that was the most glorious moment. His spiritual life was so full and abundant. So he called his son Joseph. He said, promise me. And do not bury me in this land. You will one day leave this land. When you do that,
把我的骸骨带着走,
bring my bones with you,
把我的骸骨要葬在迦南地,
and bury my bones in the land of Canaan,
叫为骸骨留下一命,
so that is what's meant by he left his final instruction for his bones.
我就开始说骨头代表复活,
and bones again speaks of resurrection.
死在埃及,
so he might die in Egypt,
要复活在迦南,
but he will be raised up in Canaan.
今天我们神的儿女都是一样,
as the same way with us children of God,
死在这个世界,
we will die in this world,
要复活在主那里,
but we'll be raised up in the Lord.
就为骸骨留下一命,
so he left instruction for his bones,
留下复活的一命,
left instruction for resurrection.
虽然我要死在埃及,
even though I, my flesh will die in Egypt,
我要葬在迦南,
but I will be buried in Canaan.
我一定要复活在迦南,
and that's where I will be raised up.
我们的迦南是属灵的迦南,
and the Canaan for us will be the spiritual Canaan.
在主那里,
it's with the Lord.
我们每一个人都要死在世界,
you and I will one day die in this world.
所有神的儿女复活在主那里,
but all the children of God will be resurrected with the Lord together.
今天我们在地上生活,
so you and I live on earth today.
我们为着这个盼望,
we all share this hope.
我们记得我们在地上是客旅,
remember we are just travelers.
是寄居的,
we're just aliens.
我们只有一个使命,
we all have one mission.
在地上呼出主来,
and to show forth how the Lord is about.
叫教会一同侍奉神,
the church shall serve our God together.
叫所有这里的人,
so all the people
能到教会里面来遇见神,
can come to his house and meet with God.
让耶稣基督经过我们活在这个地上,
and through us Jesus can live on earth.
好了，我们再唱这首诗歌好不好？
Shall we sing the song one more time?
非常好这首诗歌。
Hymn 584.
Now
when we sing this song, I think we'll understand the lyrics better. It's all about Genesis 28.
与你更亲我神,
Dear my God to thee.
感觉你，感觉，苏丹狂野，高歌日夜。 唱第四节，
先来先死满世
唱声音，我。